a campaign that was put together back in August or September of last year. I lost my son June 11th, 2021 to a accidental drug overdose. We say accidental because it was not done on purpose, and there's suspected fentanyl-related things to it. But at that time, so let me go back another step beyond that. In February of 2021, Jacob, my son, had overdosed, and I got the call at 2 a.m., like a lot of parents out there right now are worried about. It happened to me, and I got the call and rushed down to the Welland Hospital. And because of COVID and because of everything else, I couldn't go in to see him. There was no direction. I remember standing in the emergency room at about 3 a.m. and the nurses were great and the doctors were great. They didn't have what they needed to give people direction and to try and come up with a game plan. So I was pointed to some turnstiles with some pamphlets on it. And at that moment, I didn't even know my name. My son's in the other room, overdosed. And I'm like, what is that? You want me to read through what? Is there no one here that can? So fast forward to June, I got the phone call that Jake had passed away. And naturally, that sort of tears you up as a parent. There's nowhere to go from there. So about a week after Jake passed away, I reached out to Walter Senzik because he was the mayor of St. Catharines, and this is happening more and more and more, and I just needed some answers. Why aren't we doing something for this? So the suggestion came out from Walter that we start a task force to try and battle youth opioid addiction and overdosing. So we did. I went to the Open Network meeting and asked a whole bunch of people if they would join in this fight with us and come up with something to help parents out there put together a game plan. When you go through the regional websites back then and you try and figure out a game plan and you try and figure out which way, like where do you go, it's very convoluted and it's very hard to get through and it's hard to understand what you're doing and it. So I thought there's got to be a better way where we can amalgamate everything into one simple, easy-to-use system. Because there are a number of really great programs out there. It's just hard to break through the ice to try and get to them. It's hard to see where everything is because it was so spread out all over the place. So we amalgamated everything and we put it into one website called SaveMyLife.ca, and it brings everything together. So if you're someone who's currently using, if you're a parent who's going through the journey I did, this brings everything into one place so that you can go to SaveMyLife.ca, answer three simple questions, and it brings up all the resources that you need in the region for to get help for your son or daughter. So that's what tomorrow is. We're launching the media campaign that will go out throughout St. Catharines and the region and show everybody the website and to get eyes on the site and to help parents get through the most difficult thing that you're going to go through.
Obviously, you did all the research behind this. How many other websites or resources are out there that, I mean, you had to compare what you're doing here with others that are out there.
So, funny enough, when it comes to addiction and when it comes to mental health in the region, like I was saying, there's so many different resources, Pathstone, Case and Raft. There's so many different places that you can go, but they're all disjointed. And you have to know what you're looking for in order to get the help that you need. Because they're like silos. Well, I wanted everyone pulling on the same rope. I wanted a place that a one-stop shop where you can go in and you can go, okay, these are the problems I'm faced. Give me the resources that I need. And I think we've done that. I think we've accomplished exactly what I was looking for. And it's all localized now. It's all at SaveMyLife.ca.
How many other families, parents have you spoken to about this that have they are going through it or they have gone through it?
Oh, the numbers are staggering. I get two calls a week from parents who are lost. I've spoken to hundreds of parents that went through the exact same thing that I went through. I get parents that are currently still going through it, that have been going through it for years. It's so bad. If you're not going through it, you don't look at it. And the loss of a child is something no parent ever wants to look at. And it's very difficult to think this could be me. But the reality of it is, the wrong pill, the wrong night, in the wrong place, and you are sitting where I'm sitting. So let's do something. Let's preempt that and try and get the problem solved before you're looking at that 3 a.m. phone call.
Let me ask you a really direct question then based off of that. I'm sure a lot of people, including myself and perhaps you as well, I look at this as a very unbelievably high mountain to climb. And to solve this problem, in fact, I personally think it'll only get worse. I don't see it getting better. And if you see otherwise, please tell me that you see otherwise. Thanks to initiatives like what you guys are starting.
This problem will never be solved. It's always been two-legged for me. It's been, I want to get the kids as safe as we possibly can. And I think we've done that. I think I've gotten to the point where it's like, okay, this is all we can do. We can offer the resources out there, and then we can make it easy for them to get to use those resources. And that's getting them as safe as we can. The problem's never going to go away. What we need to do next, the second attack on this, is these laws need to be changed. These monsters out there that are killing our kids with importing fentanyl from China and bringing Xanax up from Mexico, and it's flooding across our borders, and our politicians aren't doing anything. They get busted yesterday or the last week in Welland. There was a drug bust for $196,000 of fentanyl, cocaine, and money, and the guys were out on the street that afternoon. They didn't hold them accountable. They have a court date 3 months from now, but there's no risk. They feel like it's just, there's no punishment for it. You're trafficking massive amounts of drugs that are coming across our borders, and who's accountable? We're not holding these people accountable. And until we do, I don't see this problem going away.
The only way out of this is doing exactly what you're doing, and that is trying to reach as many youth people of all ages as we possibly can. Just try to save as many as possible. Is that pretty well accurate?
Absolutely. What I have found with kids that are with Jacob and his friends and other kids that I know that have gone into this whole drug world, and it is a whole separate world from what you and I know. It's a totally different world. This isn't recreational use. This is, life gets to be too much. They can't handle it, and they start self-medicating. And there's no, we need to take it easy on our kids. This is a different world from the one you and I grew up in, with social media, with all the different aspects of, being on a computer 24/7, looking at their screens 24/7. I didn't grow up in this world. I don't know what the anxiety is like having that and not getting outside and not, getting into sports and not, I think COVID, when we lock out all the sports from our kids, man, you take sports away. I used to say when Jake was in hockey, I kept him in hockey for so many years. I kept him in something to keep him out of something. But when you start to take that away, even a year here or a couple months there, oh, the effects are staggering on our kids, and they can't handle it. And they self-medicate, and they turn towards these drugs that are so readily available that we need to do something. We this is the first step for me, but it is not over by a long shot. There is more we can do. We need to change the way we think about technologies. Snapchat, Jacob used to buy drugs from Snapchat, and the guy would deliver it to the backyard. Like, the technology, these drug dealers are using technology that most people, you and I, until I went through this, didn't even know existed for this. They are leaps and bounds ahead of us. Well, we need to change that. We need to take a real honest look at what is happening to our children, and we need to address it, and then we need to fix it. And until we do, we're going to keep losing. We're going to keep losing our kids.
Is there anything else you want to add to all this?
Please visit the website. Please, if you're going through it and you need someone to talk to, you need some guidance, even if you're not going through, but you suspect that your kids might be, call me, talk to me, email me. My email is all over the place. I'm an open book when it comes to this, and this really, for me, is two things. It's about making sure that my son didn't die for no reason and giving him purpose to his life. And number two is to save your kids, because this happens every day. This is happening in the Niagara region, and it needs to stop.